In many ways, this seems like a typical courtroom.
Well, yes. It's on District 11A Veterans Treatment Court, County Harnett, and I'm seated for the dispatch of business.
But what goes on during the weekly sessions of the Harnett County Veterans Treatment Court is just the most visible part of a hybrid approach to justice.
So you know we would really prefer for you to be in more therapy, but you're sort of resistant to that.
In this courtroom, veterans charged with minor crimes come before a judge who understands what they went through as service members. Judge Jackie Lee isn't here to make a quick decision about whether they go to jail. Instead, she works with each of them for months as they undergo intensive mentoring and treatment to end substance abuse, deal with mental health problems like PTSD, and even solve family and job problems.
We owe it to our veterans. They have gone through so much for our country. And we have an obligation to look after them when they come back, when those issues create obstacles to live in society again.
One of the veterans that Judge Lee and the rest of the court is looking after is Wilton McKenzie.
They point me in the right direction to get me the help that I need, because I was not that type of person before the military.
The 43-year-old McKenzie has an appealing laugh that he uses a lot, close-cropped hair as if he were still in the Army, and until recently, a charge hanging over him of assault on a female. But he just finished up more than a year and a half of treatment and counseling. Mark Tichy, himself a retired Army lieutenant colonel, coordinates the treatment court. 21 veterans have successfully passed through it since 2014.
Zero recidivism rate. That means nobody's been rearrested. That's remarkable.
That's similar to outcomes in veterans treatment courts around the country since the first one opened in Buffalo, New York in 2008. Early research suggests that the courts are saving taxpayers millions of dollars in court, jail, and prison costs, as well as things that can't be tallied, like crimes that have been prevented. Scott Swaim is director of the nonprofit group Justice for Vets. His group now counts 306 veterans treatment courts nationwide, but that total increases almost weekly.
Between 2008 and 2010, maybe there were 20 or 30. So, you know, you figure just in the last 5 or 6 years, it's expanded that much.
But even with growth like that, the courts aren't everywhere that they're needed. North Carolina, for example, has 3, with a 4th opening soon. Advocates estimate the state needs as many as 17. And some other states with big veterans populations have just 1 or 2. Swaim says not every community that needs a court has someone motivated enough to create one.
Some judge somewhere has to say, yeah, I think it's a great idea, whether it's, you know, or some legislator for some states, you know, has to legislate it and say, yes, we believe veterans treatment courts have value, and yes, you can start one.
Another impediment is money. The VA pays for much of the counseling, but in most states, there's no ongoing funding for the court's startup and operating costs other than short-term grants. As for Harnett County, it was fortunate. It got 3 years of state startup grants before winning a $1.4 million federal grant this fall. That new money will let it expand and help more veterans like Wilton McKenzie.
First we fight for the right, and we build the nation's might as the Army goes rolling.
Like other veterans who've completed the program in Judge Lee's courtroom, McKenzie didn't just have his charges dropped, he got a formal graduation ceremony. Family, friends, and the assigned mentors of the day's 3 graduates came to watch and to join in. And if they're like all the other graduates so far, this is their last brush with the law.
You know, I can tell you, these people will never see me again here, not unless they ask me to come to, you know, visit. It'll be off my record. Everything will be off my record.
All over the country now, more and more veterans are graduating like this, back into their lives. This is Jay Price reporting.